But the new neighborhood is very fireworks heavy.
Is it?
Yeah.
There were a lot around here last night, too.
Yeah, it almost sounded like a war zone at one point. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, assholes down the street were setting them off in front of their cars. So I was just waiting for an explosion or, you know, a kid to lose an eye.
Right.
And they were very low. I'm like, okay, is anything on fire? No? Okay, I can go to bed.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
Happy New Year, John.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
First show of the year.
It's like starting new.
This is also show 298, which means in 2 weeks will be show 300.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a long time. We've been doing this since 2011.
Wow, staying power.
Yeah, so having a good year so far? Has the last, 13 hours? No.
Yeah. It's been fine.
Has it?
15 hours.
Have you even been out of the house?
I have. I went out this morning and did a few errands. Went by the comic book store. Went by Think Geek.
Whoa, wait, there's a Think Geek store?
Yes. Florida Mall.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, we got to go next time I'm down there.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go next time I'm down there. You can come with me if you want.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
It's all right. The prices online are usually cheaper when they have sales.
They won't price match?
I don't know what their relationship is.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not... ThinkGeek is part of GameStop.
Okay.
As opposed to being the ThinkGeek Corporation or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, okay.
So for a while, they had to wait until they were allowed to sell the stuff that was on the website.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Hmm. Okay.
But now they do. But some of the prices are a little high, so... It's cool to look around.
So that explains... Okay, so 2 weeks ago, we were in a GameStop, and they were having a sale on a lot of their, like, Star Wars stuff. And I went to one of the side racks that didn't have Star Wars stuff, had the flux capacitor phone charger for your car.
Yeah.
And it said ThinkGeek on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's weird that they're selling this, but they were only selling them for like $6.
Is that how much they are?
No, they're $25 online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the same one?
Yeah, it's the exact same one.
Oh.
So I was like, well, that's weird. And I bought it because like I'm never going to find it for that price again. So.
Right.
I was just, but that explains why they would carry ThinkGeek stuff if they're kind of part of GameStop.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes.
Okay. See, my first thing I learned in 2017. Look at that.
Oh, see? 2017, the year of learning.
We're learning. So, last week, we were extremely hopeful.
Yes.
That we would not lose anybody else in 2016. And 2016 just bitch slapped everybody.
It did.
Pretty damn hard for the last week of the year.
Yes.
For all our hopes and wishing, Carrie Fisher died a couple days after Christmas.
Yep. Followed by her mother.
Followed a day by her mother. From what it sounds like to me is that she never regained consciousness once she went down on the plane.
That's what it sounds like, because they said they had to work on her the entire flight until they got her to an ambulance.
Yeah, and I kind of, I was watching, I guess it was 2020 did a special about... Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, and Todd Fisher, her brother, was pretty much saying that from the minute the plane touched down, they didn't have any real hope of her surviving.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, when Debbie Reynolds put out that statement that she was in stable condition, it was, they had stabilized her, but she was not awake. They were trying to decide what they were going to do.
But she still had brain,
I guess,
activity.
I guess. And then they were discussing whether or not to take her off of life support. Because I guess at that point she was gone. She was pretty much gone.
Hmm.
And she just died. She passed away. So.
Very odd for dying that quickly from a heart attack.
Well, everybody says it's a heart attack, but other people are saying that she went into it was a cardiac arrest, which is your heart stopping.
Okay.
Like a heart attack is when your heart is not beating properly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her heart stopped. And they were able to get it going again. But I guess she did not she never woke back up.
Very sad.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but her death hit me particularly hard.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just because I've been a Star Wars fan for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And she's part of that. I mean, I was just coming into like teenage years when the Gold Bikini hit.
Okay.
So she was kind of like my first crush too. But I don't know. For some reason, her death was really hard for me.
Hmm.
Very strange.
Okay.
And then a day later, her mother passed away.
Yes.
After her last words supposedly being,
I want to be with Carrie.
I want to be with Carrie.
Yes.
Which, I don't know. As Todd Fisher, do you feel a little screwed over?
I think Todd's always been screwed over, honestly.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, he's never had the limelight. He's always been kind of his mother's lackey.
Right.
I don't know if it's he didn't have any talent. And I don't mean that in like a horrible way, because he managed the businesses.
Right.
And he was a director, cinematographer, produced some TV films, some documentaries. So, I mean, he had his own career.
Right. But, I mean, when your mother says that she wants to be with Carrie, and everything is Carrie and Debbie, and he's really not pushed out into, like, the family at all. I don't know. It just, like, the interview that I saw him in, he sounded a little, I don't even know what the word is, bothered, I guess? Because everything is about his mother and his sister.
Well, now maybe it's his chance. I don't know.
I'm just going to talk about my mother and sister now. Which, I mean, and going, like, only he and Debbie Reynolds really know what that her last words were.
Sure.
It makes for a really great story that it's, I want to be with Carrie.
Well, yeah, but doesn't it almost sound like she's saying you're not my favorite?
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. She would rather be dead than be with her son, which is really bizarre.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. It just, every time I see him on TV now, it's like now we're going to bury them together.
Right.
And, you know, he made a point of saying the thing on 2020 was, you know, Carrie's a handful, or she could have really been a handful. So maybe God spoke to Debbie and said, you have to get up here and help.
Well, maybe he also realizes that she really needed to be taken care of, that she was so screwed up as a human being.
Who, Carrie?
Carrie.
Well, yeah.
Because every story that Debbie Reynolds would tell about Carrie ends up with Carrie being taken away in an ambulance. And when Carrie had her talk show on, I think it was Oxygen, she did like these one-on-one interview shows.
Right.
There were two that stood out. One, of course, was when she interviewed George Lucas.
Okay.
And then the second one was when she had her mother on, because they would tell the same story, but it always ended differently. It's like, oh, okay. But Carrie was always a problem child.
I know that she was a handful.
Well, I mean, she was into drugs. She was into alcohol. It came out that she was still undergoing shock treatment for her depression.
Well, and she was bipolar.
Yes.
Which probably fueled a lot of that.
Yes. I mean, she was from a time period when you know, mental illness was not something that you shared.
Right. Right. And she owned it. I mean, she was...
Oh, yes.
She, like she wasn't afraid to be like, look, I got problems. I'm sorry.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess all Todd really needs to do now is sell the rest of the prop collection.
It's already been up for sale.
I thought she only sold like half of it.
I thought she still had
like a warehouse full.
Oh, well, there's a documentary coming up that's like the auction finale or something.
Oh.
So we'll find out.
I guess the person I feel most sorry for is Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Billy,
because like, you know, she was really close with her mother and her grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And then a day apart, she loses both of them.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be rough. So that was bad enough. And then last night we found out that another piece of our childhood left.
I know, Father Mulcahy.
Father Mulcahy from MASH, William Christopher.
Yes.
Passed away
lung
yesterday.
Cancer.
Of lung cancer, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Very odd. And of course, just before midnight, there was, you know, one more huge death. I mean, a flaming live on TV crash and burn.
Well, if there was any way to sum up 2016 in one moment before 2017 came, this was it.
Oh, my God. And I have no sympathy for her because she is a bitch.
So if you didn't watch the Mariah Carey train wreck, you have to go on YouTube.
Yes.
And pull it up. So yesterday morning, New Year's Eve morning, I read something on Reddit that said that they had to assign a special team to Mariah Carey to make sure that she would show up on time.
Yes.
To the performance.
Yes.
And there was also another thing where I guess one of her people had to ask the producers, what time does the ball drop?
Yes. Because her performance was supposed to take you right up until the countdown.
Yeah.
Which it kind of didn't. The other, you know, somebody dropped the ball, but it wasn't, you know, the one we were expecting.
So what I saw was her stand up there and the music start.
Yep.
And then when she was supposed to start singing, she didn't.
Yep.
And became very apparent very quickly that she's using a lot of background tracks to augment her singing.
You mean because she was talking as she was hitting high notes?
Yes, exactly.
That was incredibly talented.
And then she kept saying to the crowd something that a performer should never say. And she kept saying, we didn't sound check this.
And you know why? Because your fat ass didn't show up. And you know what? You've got a reputation for that, you bitch.
Well, here's what I don't understand about the whole thing is that when she finally said to the crowd, why don't you guys sing? Why didn't she pick it up from that?
I think it was summed up perfectly by one of my friends on Facebook who made a comment that, well, how did her dancers keep it together? Well, the response was, because they're professionals.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was very fucked up, and it couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yeah.
And then I guess she just left without...
I didn't even realize there was another number after that. Because I had flipped over to Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin on CNN or whatever it is.
Okay.
And this was happening in the background of them doing their shtick, which is kind of funny. But yeah, but having known several people who have worked with her, she is a diva. She cannot perform to the level she used to, which is why she has to lip sync. She surrounds herself with people who tell her how pretty and talented she is. So she doesn't have a strong manager, producer person who says, look, you need to get your ass up there and you need to at least walk through this for sound check for the crew.
Right.
And she doesn't. I mean, she fucked up the Rockefeller Center tree lighting on TV as well.
Did she really?
And that was just a month ago. You would think that maybe she'd get the clue.
You know what? It's all right, because Disney will just keep asking her back to sing that fucking Christmas song every year.
Well, and this year we got it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she completely deserves it. I feel no sympathy for her. She is a shit human being. And her career has gone all the way from being a headliner and top of the charts to, in 2017, she's the opening act for Lionel Richie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she's the special guest. Which means, you know, opening credits. So, yeah. It was wonderful, because I had to go back and replay it, and it's like, wow, this is great.
So on CNN, it's saying that the pop star's backup dancers walked her down the stairs as she looked puzzled and attempted to sing another song.
Yes.
Is this what this is? Is it? Wait, it is what it is, she said. I just don't get any better. Then she walked off stage.
And then, you know, King Asshole Ryan Seacrest says, well, it doesn't matter what Mariah does. The whole crowd still loves her.
Well, he's a douchebag anyway.
Yes, he is. He's the man responsible for the fucking Kardashians.
Okay, who did you leave it on that for the ball drop?
On him? No, I didn't.
No.
I think I went outside by that point for the ball drop.
Okay, because there was a bunch of idiots standing next to him when they came back for the ball drop.
Yeah.
That were dressed in...
the same color shirts.
Well, they were like...
Is that what they were? Like the printed...
like leopard...
cowboy western?
Printed, like, bathrobes or something.
Oh, no. I saw like four or five guys who were all in the same kind of western tailored shirt, and they were like black and white spots or something.
I don't know. But there was a dude with a mohawk that every time they cut to him, he was making faces at the camera. And I was like, who is this fucking dude? I don't know if there's anywhere I can look to tell me who that would be. But it was like, why would you do that? I don't know. And then they're cutting back and forth to Jenny McCarthy, and it's like, why is she still fucking on this?
She's got to have pictures of somebody,
I guess.
Because her 5 minutes were up. Somebody's just got to get her off the screen.
Oh, okay. So apparently the people up on stage was DNCE.
Oh, with Joe Jonas. Like an Asian girl?
Yes.
And then a weird guy in a dress? Yes.
Yeah, so the dude with the mohawk was like making faces at the camera every time they cut to him. And it was like, you're a fucking idiot, man.
He was probably bombed out of his mind.
Probably. I mean, what are these? This is like a band? I know I'm showing my age and all.
Yes, this is a band who only have, unless they finally released an album, only had one frickin' song called Cake by the Ocean.
Cake by the Ocean?
Cake by the Ocean. And it's this weird ska dance thing. Yeah.
Oh, the dude's mohawk isn't even in the middle of his head. It's off to one side. What the? And that's the dude in the dress.
Yes, he's the dude in the dress.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to figure out what his actual name is. Might be Jack Lawless? Does that sound right?
I don't know.
No, that's not him.
It's not who it is?
So that means it is...
It is not Joe Jonas.
It's, Cole... White? Or Whittle?
Whittle?
Whittle? Whittle? Joe Whittle. Cole Whittle.
Gesundheit.
Yeah, he looks like an A1 douchebag.
Yeah. Well, the whole group is kind of odd.
It looks like they have three songs.
Cake by the Ocean's like their big thing that they've been living off of forever.
So Toothbrush and then it's Toothbrush. Body Moves.
Oh, Body Moves I'm not familiar with.
I mean, it was like we were flipping back and forth last night, and we'd go to the Ryan Seacrest thing, and he would introduce somebody, and I'd be like, "Who the hell's that?" It's like I don't know who
any
of these people are.
Yeah, there was nobody who was of note this year.
I just don't think people want to. I don't know. I'm sure that they're attention whores and all, but like.
There you go.
It just seems like at some point everybody's just like, eh, whatever. Get somebody else.
Yes, his name is Cole Whittle.
And he looks like a douchebag.
And he was the former bassist for Semi-Precious Weapons.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So there you go.
Yeah.
Apparently, that band performed at Lollapalooza with Lady Gaga back in 2010.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, Mariah Carey, Crash Burn, so long, bitch.
Yeah, but do you really think it's going to change her?
No, but see, the problem is she used to travel with a Pro Tools engineer who could tweak her vocals on the fly.
Okay.
And she's abused and pissed off so many people that she's running out of employees.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you kind of get to the point of what's left.
But there's always going to be that person that's wanting to break in, that's willing to be stepped on to make a name for themselves.
Yeah, I guess. Apparently, her tour with Lionel Richie is called the North American All the Hits Tour. So I guess when you go, Lionel Richie performs and they just hand you a CD of hers. she looks awful.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who told her that jumpsuit that thing outfit that she was wearing was acceptable.
At these days, I mean, she really looks like the human version of Miss Piggy. I swear to God. I mean, get some guy in a Kermit costume to stand next to her. Because that's what she looks like. And I'm not into, like, you know, it's awful to, like, fat shame or, you know, body shame people. But you've got to have at least one person in your entourage who's going to say, honey, You look like ass.
Well, I mean, for anybody to see her, she's in this almost like skin-colored
body stocking
with her boobs hanging out, and her thighs are so fucking thick. You're like, yeah. Why did somebody let you come out like that?
Well, her thighs are thick. Her boobs are halfway down to her belly button.
I mean, it almost reminds me of like little girl gymnastics outfit.
A figure skater.
Or a figure skater. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why?
Because there are people who tell her how pretty and talented she is.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's what you're stuck with.
I mean, I think at one point she was talented, but she's definitely not anymore.
Well, I mean, the people who I know who've worked closely with her,
yeah,
have commented that she's not really a trained singer. So all that weird shit she used to do, the screeching, really damaged her voice, and she's got vocal nodes. But she's never done anything to correct that problem. So, yeah, there you have it.
So the producer, Robert Goldstein of the Maryland Sound International, a company that worked on Times Square event, said that there were no malfunctions of any kind. Every monitor and in-ear device worked perfectly.
Of course. But, you know, of course she's going to complain about it the whole time. And it's not her fault.
Oh, no, it's not. It's never going to be her fault.
It's not her fault. She's also got a new reality show. And the reality show follows her planning her wedding that never happened.
Wait, wasn't she married to the black dude from America's Got Talent? The guy that was, like, backstage?
The black dude?
Nick Cannon.
Yes. She was marrying... They were divorced.
Oh, they're divorced?
She was supposed to marry somebody else. This reality show was supposed to show, you know, working up to the wedding.
Okay.
And then they broke up. So she's got to promote this TV series that shows her planning her wedding that's not going to happen. So, yeah, she really deserves whatever she gets. And that's all there is to it.
I mean, you know, look, according to the internet, she's worth $520 million. So maybe it's time to just go away.
Well, go get some plastic surgery. It's possible. Get those thighs sucked out. Could build another Mariah to, like, stay home and do the housework.
There you go.
Out of, like, thigh fat. Yeah, so good for her. Go away.
So according to TMZ, and take that for what it's worth, her and Nick Cannon struck a settlement in their divorce, and they both declared income in 2014. Mariah says she raked in $6.3 million, and Nick scored $2.7 million.
Okay.
Mariah demanded $50 million from billionaire James Packer after their engagement exploded.
Which is the one on the TV show.
Okay. Apparently Nick is getting $5,000 a month into a trust for the twins.
That's what he calls the boobs.
And then the settlement says that neither Mariah nor Nick can allow their kids to address a new significant other as mom, dad, mommy, daddy, father, mother, or any facsimile thereof.
That's going to be hard, isn't it?
You call her Mariah. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
And if Nick comes to visit the kids, per the agreement, she has to pay for travel and lodging for him.
Well, good. I think he should have gotten more of a divorce settlement.
I would have been like, where are you taking him? All right, I'll be there too. You just
I want to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, just pay for that ticket. I'll be right there.
Yep. I'll need the suite next door.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
And I need to fly first class.
Yes.
You fat bitch. Well, see, I don't think anything will happen. Even if she goes away, she'll be fine. Disney will roll her out once a year to sing the fucking Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be done.
Ah, lovely. All I want for Christmas is a boob lift. Oh, poor Mariah.
Aww.
Bet there are a lot of dogs around Times Square getting confused by the noise. Bunch of bats went off course when they heard her.
Plane just crashed. What is that sound?
Yes.
Well, kind of happened to a nicer person.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, what a bitch.
Yes.
Oh, well.
So, do you remember a few months ago we were talking about the conspiracy theory around the Berenstain Bears?
Yeah.
Or the Berenstain Bears?
Yeah, most people remember it as it never was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember ever seeing a Sinbad movie called Shazam where he played a genie? Because I have somewhat vivid memories of this playing on the Disney Channel like 5 times a day.
It sounds very familiar.
Well, apparently that movie never existed.
What?
Yes. This is right up there at the Berenstain Bears. That this came out right before Shaq's movie, Kazam.
Okay.
Where Shaq played a bad genie. And then people insist that they've seen this movie. And I swear to God, I've seen it. But Sinbad tweeted that it never existed.
Really?
It's like, really?
Because I want to say he was in like Hammer Pants or something.
Yes.
That wasn't a movie, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So according to Twitter handle at some guy in H-Town, at WST African, yesterday I asked my wife to name a Sinbad movie, and before I could finish the question, she said, that genie movie, Shazam. I don't understand it, but I'm thinking that maybe there's been some kind of time slip.
You know, there seems to be more and more evidence of that.
Someone at CatLady615 said, I am convinced at Sinbad Bad is in on the con because I know I remember that movie. And Sinbad responds, then find it.
Yeah, because Kazam was Shaq as a genie, right?
Yes.
Are they just, maybe people are confused it's just a black guy?
Well, you know, they do look alike. yeah, because other people have posted images of the movie poster, which is really bizarre.
Is it true or are we just, you know, in the age of Photoshop?
Well, I mean, that's always an option. But it's like, but I remember it. And some people are saying it's like, well, he hosted a kid show for a while where he played a genie. And, yeah, bizarre.
Oh, so according to Sinbad, there was, he apparently hosted an afternoon of Sinbad movies. like Sinbad the Sailor.
Yeah.
Where he was dressed as a genie. And had a turban on his head.
But do you think so many people could confuse that? Into remembering it as something that never happened?
I see, it's the same thing as the Berenstain Bears.
Right.
Like, I swear it was Berenstain, or Berenstain, whatever it was.
Yes.
And everybody else is like, no, it's not.
It's Berenstain. It's like, no, it's not.
Wow.
Totally bizarre.
So at some point, somebody goes back in time and steps on a butterfly.
Yes.
And an entire movie disappears.
Yes.
Wow.
It's being referred to as the Mandela effect.
Oh, okay.
So, let's see. Apparently back in the 80s, people remember Nelson Mandela dying while he was in prison.
Okay.
But he didn't, because he became the president of South Africa, and he didn't right. die until 2013.
Right.
So some people have this unknown, I don't know, this bizarre remembrance of it. Like, what's the hot dog company with the Wienermobile?
Oscar Mayer.
And how do you spell Mayer?
Wait, My Baloney has a first name. Okay. It's O-S-E-A-R. My Baloney has a second name. Is M-A-Y-E-R.
There are people who insist that it was spelled M-E-Y-E-R.
Huh. Okay.
What's the TV show with Sarah Jessica Parker and three women friends?
Sex and the City?
No. It's Sex and the City.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Do other people remember it as Sex and the City?
Yes. In fact, they insist they have memorabilia, such as the Sex and the City perfume.
Oh, okay.
How does the song We Are the Champions by Queen end?
Of the world?
Wrong.
No?
No. It just ends. There's no of the world at the end of it. But I swear to God, I've heard him sing that, right?
Yeah, that's really not the way it ends?
No.
I could have sworn. Because at the end he goes, of the world.
Yes.
No, that's not the way it ends? We are... The Champions lyrics. Now I'm going to have to play it.
Okay. You'll have to dub it in.
Holy shit, he doesn't say it.
See?
What the hell?
Destroying your sense of reality there, Flash.
You're freaking me out. Somebody get Barry Allen to stop fucking up the timeline.
Right? We'll call this monkey point. Yeah.
Wow.
What was Dr. Hannibal Lecter's famous introduction to Jodie Foster's character in the movie? What does he say?
Oh, Jesus.
Anytime anybody does an Anthony Hopkins impersonation of Silence of the Lambs, what do they say?
Hello, Clarice.
Yep, never said that.
You never said that?
Nope.
Well, that's like Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Right.
He never, Shatner never says Beam Me Up, Scotty. Or, Luke, I'm your father. He says, no, I am your father.
I'm your father. Yes.
Wow, okay, the We Are the Champions thing is really fucking up my head now.
Yep. How do you spell that breakfast cereal with Toucan Sam?
What, Fruit Loops?
Yep. How do you spell it?
I know it's different. But it everybody should say FRUITLOOPS.
Yep.
Isn't there like three O's or something?
It's
Oh,
FROOT.
it's FROOT. Okay.
Yes.
Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
If you want to learn more, you can go to mandelaeffect.com.
Wow. That's fucked up.
That weird?
I would have bet real money on the We Are the Champions thing.
Yeah, right?
I think that's funny though that Sinbad's getting involved being like, no, I didn't do
Right.
it.
It's weird though that it's a thing.
Yeah, and that many people remember it.
Right.
Maybe they just think that they saw Sinbad in the baggy pants at some point,
Right.
and they saw Shaq dressed as a genie, and for
In
some
Kazam,
reason
right?
in Kazam, and somebody was like, oh, that's Sinbad, because they can't tell black people apart.
Right.
And I don't think Sinbad's as tall as Shaq, but whatever.
Probably not, although he was big.
Yeah.
Tall.
That is pretty fucked up. I mean, he hasn't, in the grand scheme of things, he hasn't made that many movies.
No.
So for somebody to like scrub that from everybody's memory, that's pretty fucked up. Yeah, that's weird. Okay. It's a timeline, man. Somebody's fucking
It
with the
is.
timeline.
It's just a little, I don't know, it's a little dip or something.
Why they can't change something big, I don't
Well, maybe that's just it. Maybe they did change something big,
know.
and there's only a few of us
There
who are catching on to it,
you go.
and eventually they'll find us.
Apparently, Sinbad did a movie in 2008 called Cuttin' the Mustard,
Oh, that's awesome.
where he played somebody named Benny.
This is better than the previous one called Cutting the Cheese.
It's a comedy that chronicles the lives of young aspiring actors who battle slings and arrows in the process of creating a community theater company.
That's great.
Brandon T. Jackson is the head actor, whoever that is.
I was going to say who?
Yeah. The only name I see on here other than Sinbad that I know is Charles S. Dutton.
Rock.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
And
he's.
Green Mile, right?
No, he wasn't Green Mile.
Oh, they all look alike.
That was the other dude that died. What the fuck is his name? I don't know. Brandon T. Jackson has been in such great movies as Tropic Thunder and Percy Jackson and the Olympians
Okay.
and Fast and Furious, where he played somebody called BMW Driver.
One of his breakthrough roles, I believe.
He just finished a movie that, I shit you not, is entitled Izzy Gets the Fuck Across Town.
So that'll be on ABC Family soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Izzy is played by Mackenzie Davis.
Who?
I see. Haley Joel Osment is in it.
Oh, well, once. There you go.
Annie Potts is in it.
Oh.
And this one is about a woman at rock bottom that must find her way across Los Angeles in order to crash her ex-boyfriend's engagement party. Well, that just sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It's made by a production company named Amateur Detective Films. Apparently, they're calling Izzy Gets the F Across Town for short.
Okay.
But it's actually Annie Gets the Fuck Across Town. Or Izzy Gets...
Yes.
What the fuck?
I get it. That's bizarre.
Somebody paid money to have that made. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and Sharknado made a lot of money. So... yeah.
Sometimes you just never know what's going to hit. Oh, I didn't realize Sinbad was in Planes.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh.
He played Roper?
I have no idea.
I've seen the movie. I couldn't tell you who that is, though. What a career. Who knows? Oh, he was on The Celebrity Apprentice, too?
Well, look what look what Celebrity Apprentice has had to pick from in their casting.
Yeah, well, once Arnold takes over, it'll all be different.
Yeah.
He's going to say that people are terminated instead of fired.
You're terminated.
You're terminated.
Yes.
You won't be back. Did you see what they did to the Hollywood sign?
No.
So somebody altered the Hollywood sign to read Hollyweed?
Oh, that's happened before. That happens quite frequently, actually.
Well, it's a big deal this morning on ABC.
Oh.
I'm not really sure how they did it, though, because it looks... Oh, I guess they did tarps.
Yeah.
They do black tarps around to make the E part, and then they put white tarps to finish the
E.
The slot. That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. You know, that's not the whole sign, right?
No, it used to say Hollywood Land.
Yes.
Because it was real estate.
Development.
It was a development, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, ever since the Nazis crashed that Zeppelin into the lands part of it.
Yes.
You know.
You know, it's really weird that you mention that.
Why?
Because last night I had this bizarre dream where I'm standing on some city hillside and there's a Zeppelin landing on some building and there's a Nazi symbol on a plane. I don't know. Maybe that's the other reality I live in. Then I just shift between.
Did you dream your way into Man in the High Castle?
It could be.
Have you ever watched that show?
I have not.
I mean, it's very interesting. I only watched the first episode because I don't have Amazon Prime.
Right.
But it's told as a reality where the Japanese and the Germans win World War II, and
yes.
The Germans take half the country. And the Japanese take the other half. And what America would be like. And this woman gets this strange newsreel of our reality where the Allies won World War II. And they have to figure out why this exists and all this weird shit. It was an interesting premise. I don't know if the show kept up with it.
Hmm.
But It was interesting because they did all this digital work where it was supposed to be like the 60s, and there's like Nazi symbols all over the place, and
right,
and they had built huge monuments to Hitler in like the middle of New York and shit. It was pretty interesting.
Hmm.
I thought you were going to tell me that you had a dream where you were standing on this hillside dressed as the Rocketeer.
Yes.
You look down and you're wearing the brown coat and the big brown boots.
Yes.
And you're like, what's that on my back? And you look down and you got the gloves on.
Yes.
John is the Rocketeer.
That's me.
It's a very underrated comic book movie.
Love that movie. Yes. Timothy Dalton, Jennifer Connelly from Labyrinth.
Yep.
Actually, Labyrinth was on last week.
Was it?
It's not a very good movie.
It's not a very strong entry from
Henson.
From the Henson Company.
It's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
But the story is really kind of weak. And David Bowie really should have worn underwear under those tights. It's kind of disturbing.
That's his little Goblin King.
Apparently. And it was just a bunch of like music videos strung together. It was weird.
I always felt like the things that Henson did that were the bizarre things, so like Labyrinth and The Dark Crystal, never really had strong stories. It was always about the way it looked or what they were doing in them.
Like, I could have seen it as a TV production more than a film.
Yeah, but Jim wanted to like work out his wacky ideas on the big screen. I mean, and they do some cool shit in it. Like when she's talking to the, I forget where she is, and the whatever she's talking to is made up of hands.
Yes, yes.
That whole thing is very cool, that the way they did that and the way they choreographed that. But like, yeah, once it comes to the story, you're like, eh.
Yeah, and the way it ends is just bizarre. It's like, so she gets her little brother back, and then all the creatures are in her bedroom having a party?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, Jim might have been doing some LSD or something.
I would think so, because like the whole way she escapes the Goblin King and says, you have no power over me?
Yeah.
It's like, didn't you steal that from Wizard of Oz? okay.
I'm going to drop a house on you. Wait, wrong film.
Yeah, right?
Very young Jennifer Connelly.
Yes.
Before she matured.
Yes. Yeah. Did you catch Westworld when it was on HBO?
No, I need to binge that because everybody says I would love it.
I binged it. It was amazing.
Really? Okay.
It's, you have to pay attention at the beginning for it to make sense.
Okay.
Because it's very confusing. Because they just keep, I mean, it's like actors in an escape room. They just keep doing the same scene over and over again. So you keep seeing them doing the same things over and over again, but each time is slightly different.
Okay.
Until you really get into it, and then it's like, holy fuck. And apparently there is a clause in every HBO actor's contract that says you will be naked.
Oh, really? It's one of those, huh?
Oh, my God. Yes.
So they're going the Game of Thrones route. Okay.
Even more so, because when they take the robots down to be reprogrammed or repaired, they're like always completely naked. So there's like full frontal, and there's a guy like, you know, screwing an ear back on or whatever. And Tandy Newton, who's got a fairly large part in it,
okay,
has quite a lot of nudity.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a very well done series.
Okay.
I was kind of waiting until I had like watched everything else, and it was, you know, nothing else was on, so I could watch it. And I went through the 10 episodes in like 3 days.
And they're hour longs?
They're a little bit more than an hour long, like an hour 10, hour 9. It's kind of weird. But definitely a lot worth watching.
Okay. Yeah,
Definitely.
I'll have to watch that because everybody at work who watches it is like, "Oh, it's right up your alley."
It's very cool. The way they make the robot things and all that stuff. You know, you go back to the old days of the movie with Yul Brynner,
Right.
and that kind of has there's a little bit of reference to that when you see older models of the robots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Paying
But
homage.
yes, very much so.
Very cool.
Yes. And NBC is bringing back Will and Grace next year.
I saw that for 10 episodes.
That's kind of odd, isn't it?
Do we really need that?
10 episodes worth?
I just think it opens up a weird.
Maybe that's the future of TV, is you get these people from really hit shows and you do a 10-episode arc of Will and Grace. And you do a 10-episode arc of Friends. Because really, what are any of those people doing today other than Matthew Perry?
And who would have ever thought that that would be the person that kept was working?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because I was looking through William Christopher's credits before, and I did not realize that in 1993 there was a relaunch of WKRP in Cincinnati
Oh, really?
called the New WKRP in Cincinnati, and it had Gordon Jump, Richard Sanders, Frank Bonner,
Okay.
and then a whole slew of other people. And it's the further adventures of the radio station. And it lasted for 2 seasons.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was 23
Okay.
episodes. And it totally took me by surprise because I don't even remember that ever being a thing. French Stewart was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tawny Kitaen.
Okay.
She played a character called Mona Loveland.
It's probably a replacement for Lonnie Anderson.
Probably. But I had never heard of it. No, actually, Lonnie Anderson was in it for 2 episodes, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, that makes me kind of want to like look it up and see how bad it was.
Right.
I mean, it did well enough to get a second season, so
That's kind of bizarre.
I just didn't think that, like, you know, WKRP was a huge show in what, the 70s, early
Yeah.
80s, whenever that was. Never thought they did like a remake of it. Well, actually, I guess it wasn't a remake; it was kind of like a sequel. And William Christopher was actually in it. He played somebody called Buzz Barrymore.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think the best, there are two episodes of WKRP that stick out in my mind.
Wait, let me guess.
Okay.
One of them has got to be where the people get trampled at the concert.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so
What's that
then
one about?
There was an actual concert in Cincinnati. They had a thing where people had rushed the stage and trampled a bunch of people.
Okay.
And they did an episode where they come back from that concert and they all have like this existential crisis about,
Oh, like survivor guilt?
yeah. So it's got to be then, it's got at least one is the turkeys being thrown out of the
Yes.
helicopter. Okay.
Yes.
And
Oh, it was a Who concert in 1979.
it's Who concert, yes.
Yes.
Yep. So what was the other one?
The other one, I don't know if it was really an episode, but it had Sinbad and he was a genie. No, I just remember Les Nessman with the roll of masking tape creating his office.
Oh, and you had to like knock on the
He
imaginary
had to
door.
knock on the imaginary door. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
Yes.
Wow.
Apparently his, I don't remember much about the show, but I guess his character was known for horribly mispronouncing or misnaming things, like Gulper Chi Rodriguez was Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be like the news guy.
Right.
And
And Chihuahuas were Chihuahuas.
he had this shtick where every episode he would come in with like different band-aids in different
Okay.
parts, and like it, at some point it was revealed that he had this cat that would like just claw his face. But that didn't come out till like the second or third season. So they ran this joke for like 2 seasons.
Until they had
Until
called
like
it out.
I guess they wrote it in somewhere that like somebody was like, "Well, why do you have all this shit?"
Yes.
Yeah. Good old Howard Hessman.
Yeah.
Where is
He's
he
had a
today?
long career.
Howard Hessman?
Hessman was, oh, he's done recent stuff.
He was in that 70s show for a while.
Yeah.
He was on that show for a couple of seasons with the classroom full of like accelerated program, head of the class. Is that what it was called?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in the first couple of seasons of that.
Okay.
And then Billy Connolly took over.
That's right. I remember that show.
Yeah, that was another one of those weird.
Didn't Sinbad play a genie on that?
He's played a genie in everything.
Yes. If you need a genie, you go to that black guy.
Now, if Sinbad was smart, he'd get in front of a green screen in a genie outfit and
And
start
start
putting
making fake
himself
episodes.
into other episodes of shows and be like, "Well, maybe you meant this. Maybe you meant this."
Yeah.
But he's not that bright. So, whatever.
He was recently on Chicago Med. I swear to God, he did more recent things.
Played a genie.
Played a genie.
Everybody's played a genie.
Yes, apparently. Oh well, don't remember. Could have sworn.
Okay. All right, you got anything else?
Yeah, I think that's enough for this week.
Okay. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@thedancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that good shit. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
All I wanted was to have a happy new year.
Betty White's still alive.
I know, right? Thank God.